Howdy, friends. This is Randy Taylor, Cherokee Cowboy, with today's segment of Word with a Champ for Native Voice One.
This is Word with a Champ. Here's Cherokee Cowboy, Randy Taylor.
Today, Word with a Champ is in Sioux Falls, South Dakota, visiting with a dear friend of mine, the CEO of the Professional Rodeo Cowboys Association, and an alumnus from the University of Wyoming rodeo team, a saddle bronc rider, Tommy Glouse. Hello, Tom.
Randy, it's good to see you. This is our annual get-together in Sioux Falls. You don't live far from here.
And you're up here for the Governor's Cup.
We are. We're excited to be here for the Governor's Cup. It's really the finale for the season. A lot of races on the line as our athletes try and claim that coveted 15th spot to make the National Finals Rodeo.
Yes, sir. And then as we are on Native Voice One Radio Network, Indian Country is looking strong, possibly a world title for Derek Begay at the end of the National Finals Rodeo, presented by Wrangler in Las Vegas coming up. Bailey Bates is in contention, and it will be determined today, and as a long shot, if she will qualify for the top 15 representing the great Navajo Nation. Cherokee Jacob Roper on the line for the bareback bronc riding again, and Jacob Lee's in the hunt. This is very exciting.
It's really exciting, especially with Derek Begay. Derek and Coulter Todd have led the team roping world standings for the most of the year. I did see that Caleb Driggers and Junior overtook them for the world lead last night with winning the round, but it's very much a race for the world title, and the Native Americans are going to be well represented at the National Finals Rodeo. Jacob Roper, and as we visited earlier, I didn't realize that Jacob Lees was Native.
Yes, sir, an Alaska Native, Tlingit tribe of the Pacific West Coast, I believe. A very interesting tribe and a great talent. He won the Indian National Finals Rodeo at the South Point last year.
Yes, and I think Jaco's won the Indian National Finals two or three times, if I'm not mistaken.
Yes, sir. Well, Indian Country is well represented with the stock contractors, five-star holdings from Florida Seminole, C5 First Nations in Canada, the Whitfords, New West in Montana, Cherokee, Shelley Hall out of Oklahoma, and more. Can't forget Ogallala Lakota, Chancey Wilson and Muddy Creek Pro Rodeo. What a good guy. You know, Tom, the money has really grown over the years, and with your leadership, it's getting even better.
We're excited. This is really one of the marks that we're putting on rodeo as we push to make the money better. Athletes have an opportunity to actually make a good living rodeoing now. We're excited. The first time everyone that qualifies for the National Finals will have crossed that $100,000 threshold before they make the Wrangler National Finals Rodeo.
Yes, sir, and your world leaders are up near a quarter million.
Amazing. Bull riding, Detson and Wasey are both over 300,000. Tie down roping, Shad and Riley are in a tight race there, nearing 300,000, but all of them are over $250,000. I think for the first time we'll see somebody win $500,000 for a world title.
Is there anything else that you would like to share with Indian Country to encourage them to join us in the Professional Rodeo Cowboys Association and the Women's Pro Rodeo Association?
You know, we are excited to have the Native American athletes. We think that there's a lot of ability there, given the opportunities. And I want to go back to Jaco for a minute. We started a scholarship program at the PRCA to try and enhance athletes and give them opportunities where we actually give a scholarship that they can use towards entry fees. And Jaco is the first athlete that we have given that scholarship to that qualified for the Wrangler National Finals Rodeo. So we were excited to see that come full circle.
Well, Tom Glouse, you're bringing our sport in full circle as we approach the 40th time that the Wrangler National Finals Rodeo is in Las Vegas, Nevada this December. And we're so grateful for your talent, your mind, and especially your heart.
Randy, thank you. It's always good to catch up with you.
Thanks. That's words of our champion, the CEO of the Professional Rodeo Cowboys Association, my University of Wyoming alumnus friend, Tommy Glouse. God bless you, Tom.
Thanks, Randy.
Word with a Champ is funded by the Four Bears Casino and Lodge, located near the beautiful Lake Sakakawea in Newtown, North Dakota. Owned and operated by the Mandan Hidatsa and Arikara Nation. Justin Boot Company, handcrafted cowboy boots since 1879. South Point Hotel Casino and Spa, home of the Indian National Finals Rodeo in Las Vegas. And by Wrangler, long live cowboys.
Native Voice One, the Native American Radio Service.